Welcome to Choose to Become, a podcast about discovering yourself, cultivating self-love, and choosing to do the work to become the very best version of you. I'm your host, Lindsay Casey, and I'm so excited that you're here. On this show, we talk about all the things. We talk about self-development, healing, and just basically creating a life that we love. Stay tuned. When it's been so long that you don't even know where to start, like, that's crazy. Welcome to Choose to Become. I can't even say welcome back because, y'all, it's been over a year since I have dropped an episode. I can't believe it. But here we are, and I'm just so grateful to be back. I'm so grateful to be in a place where I really feel like recording and wanting to, like, share, you know? When you're going through kind of a tricky time or a hard time, often we don't want to share. And while 2023 wasn't all bad, it was a beautiful year in a lot of ways. 2023 kicked my motherfucking ass, you guys. So we're going to talk about it a little bit here. I feel like this episode is really for my day ones, the ones that are like, bitch, where have you been? So yeah, this is for y'all, and I'm going to give you a little bit of information about where I've been, what I've been up to, and yeah, just welcome back. I feel like just for old time's sake, we should ground. So I want you to find a comfortable seat, or if you're doing dishes or something else, just feel your feet on the ground. Just be where you are. Be really present with where you are. And then take a nice deep breath in. And then open the mouth, let that breath go. Doesn't that just feel good? Let's take another breath just like that. And yeah, I mean, it's so interesting. I feel like I have been teaching a lot of yoga. That's one thing that hasn't shifted or changed, is that I have been teaching yoga. Thank God, right? Like that's been such a constant for me. So focusing on the breath, I feel like I'm just teaching a class. So just take a few more breaths here. And if you haven't taken a deep breath in a long time, then you're definitely listening to the right podcast, because we take a lot of deep breaths around here. So just wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just taking a second to, like, be present. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just taking a second to really just be present and be here. But not for me, for you, right? Like, this is not for me. Like, you taking a deep breath is just so that you can, like, be present and feel really good. And that's literally all that we're doing here is that. 2023 has been quite the year, and the people that I have shared with, the people that are close to me in my life, you know, have shared similar things, that 2023 was sort of another reckoning year, another year where, you know, we were sort of asked to sit the fuck down, but this wasn't so much an outward sitting down or requirement of sitting down. A lot of it was internal stuff that came up for people. Financially, it's been a really hard year as prices rise, and, you know, even people that, quote, had money, right? Like, who knows what anybody's financial situation is, you know, those people are also struggling. So it's really been collectively a rough time and individually a rough time. I think so much about this time last year, like the beginning of 2023, and I had just started a new job that I thought was gonna be like my next community college job. You know, if you've been listening for a while, you know that I worked at a community college for a long time in California before I moved to New York in 2021. And yeah, I thought, this is it. Like, I'm going to just do this until my youngest son graduates and then I'll be good. And, you know, it's a place that I can set up and sort of be for a while. And it wasn't, right? Like, long story short, it wasn't my next calling by any means. It was very confronting in a lot of ways. And it just wasn't a good fit in a lot of ways. And so, you know, it showed me a lot about myself, as always, as any relationship does. Like, you learn a lot about yourself, especially in the relationships that, you know, may not end on the best of terms. And so if you're any kind of person that's doing any kind of internal work, then you're probably looking at your life and thinking, as you go through situations that are hard, you hopefully are reflecting on what your role is in that, because we all have a role in the things that are happening in our lives. So that wasn't it. You know, I moved to New York to get out of California for so many reasons. I had always wanted to leave California. But one of them being a relationship that I had been in for like 2.5 years. And it just made the most sense for me to come here because I wanted that change. And again, for so many reasons, it just made the most sense and was the safest thing for me and my kids. And so we made that move. And then, you know, in March last year, I decided to end that relationship and we ended amicably. That's a hard word to say, even for me, a fucking author. It ended amicably. Oh my God. And, you know, like there's no bad blood. Like it just wasn't working and that's okay. And I think ending something before things get toxic or ending something before it does get to a place where you don't like the other person, you know, it felt really good and felt very adult to like have this healthy ending of a relationship to where it's like, you know, you can still be cool with them and you still see them and it's like not an issue. Although it was very mature and like all of the things that you're supposed to say, it was really hard. You know, I didn't move to New York. I didn't pick New York. I didn't pick the location for myself. I picked it for the relationship. And, you know, so that was hard. It's very expensive here. But I'll tell you what, bitch, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. I think that's already a fucking quote, but I'm standing on that 10 toes down. This is your confirmation. Like, if you're not a hustler, you're not gonna fucking make it in New York. So that's just, I guess, a side note. But yeah, like getting back on my feet. And around that time, like a couple months after that, like was when I started realizing like the job wasn't going to be long term, you know, for like the years and years that I had thought it was going to be. And so, you know, that was really scary because obviously you need a job to support yourself and your family. But like, I'm a firm believer in mental health coming first and not staying in places and relationships, whether that be, I'm smiling because my clock says 222. So confirmation from the angels. I refuse to stay in relationships, whether that be professional, personal, friendships, whatever the fuck. I just can't. If I'm not happy, if I'm telling you what I need, if I'm coming at you transparently, if I'm coming at you real and you just can't provide that, like it becomes my problem at that point. It becomes my responsibility to do what's best for me and my family, right? I'm a mother first, but like, yeah, like I just, yeah, I'm thinking back, I'm realizing in real time, like the parallelness of that, you know, like really standing on that. That's definitely like a core value of mine is like, I've almost died. I've seen so much death. My brother's literally has cancer and it's not going away. So like, I'm very comfortable with and familiar with death. And because of that, I have this mortality motivation that's like, I refuse to live like that. I literally will feel like I'm crawling out of my skin. I know that sounds dramatic, but yeah, that's what it feels like. And when I get to that place, I was just talking to a friend the other day. When I get to that place, there's no other fucking choice other than getting the fuck out. And I can't sit here and preach about self-love. I can't be such an advocate for self-love if... oh my gosh, I hope you guys can't hear the heater that just came on in this recording studio place. We're just gonna assume that you don't. But yeah, now I just lost my train of thought. ADHD. Anyways, but yes, self-love means doing what's right by yourself, not making rush decisions. Like definitely always be really clear with what you want and like don't just act on every idea that pops into your head, but definitely if it keeps coming up, that's a thing, right? Like if it keeps coming up for you, that's something you need to look at because there's something there that isn't working. There's something else that comes up when we have a hard year. I was telling the students in my yoga class too, on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, because I teach on Sundays. So luckily both of those days were on a Sunday, which was really nice. But I was telling them the good thing about a hard year is that often it provides us with this clarity and determination around what we're not gonna fucking allow in the upcoming year. Like when you've had a hard year, usually, at least most of the people that I've talked to about their year who had hard years, they are very much like, yeah, I'm glad it's done and that's great. And I understand that when the clock, you know, strikes 12, I'm not gonna become a different person, but you can fucking bet that I'm gonna make better choices. You can fucking bet that the choices I make are gonna be so intentionally aligned with where I wanna go, that I'm gonna give myself every opportunity to have the most amazing year. And that's what we can do, and that's what we can control. And guess what? While you're focusing on controlling that, and you're focusing on doing things, saying things, living in a way that aligns with where you're heading, you're fucking cutting out the bullshit just off top because you're so focused on where you're going that you win by default. You miss out on a lot of bullshit just by default because you're focused on what could be, on what will be, instead of getting so caught up in the revolving door of like, oh, this is my current life. This is all I'll ever have because it's all I've ever had. No, like stand up. Like that TikTok fucking meme, bitch, stand up. Stand on business. That, I guess, is the theme of this episode. I haven't podcasted in so long that I'm just sitting here like freestyling, but I also knew that I needed to like do a catch-up episode for my like fans that have been with me since 2020. So I know that probably a lot of new people are going to come on because it's been so long, but like to my homies, to my day ones, I love you so much and I'm so glad that you're here. And this is just a little life update and just a little pep talk for you. And I hope that all is well. And I hope that you are, for lack of a better term, like grabbing life by the horns. Oh my God, I've been in New York too long. That was my white side for sure. But I say all that to say, like, stand on that shit. Like, I say that to say, go for it. I say that to say, like, stand on motherfucking business. Don't just say that shit on Instagram. Actually be doing stuff offline to create the life you want. So 2024 for me looks like ease, looks like soft life, looks like nurturing the relationships that I can be myself in. But it also looks like standing on business, and it also looks like going 10 toes down on my podcast. It also looks like going 10 toes down on digital marketing, which I will update you on my journey with that. It's very new, but I've been researching it for months, and it looks like a great way to create passive income so that I can actually afford to not have a full-time job that's really stressful and actually like write books and have coaching clients and, you know, teach yoga retreats and do some traveling and like show my kids the world. So I'm really excited to like share that journey with you too. But yeah, 2024, the year of more, I just keep saying it. That's what I feel. So I hope that you're feeling good about the year too. As always, thank you so much for being here. If you are new here, follow me on Instagram for more regular updates, I guess I should say. It's @LindsayCasey with the underscore at the end. And yeah, I will be back very, very soon. Turn me